Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to the Memory Arcade Late Night Stories podcast. As always, I am your host, Ben, and I am excited to bring you all another wonderful episode that has a wonderful story attached to it. So this story is a wild one. And I know I say that every single week, but you know what? I genuinely mean it. Like, every story I do is wild, and I always try to outdo my previous story. So I think everyone's going to really like this. You know, this story has a little bit of everything. You know, it has like some heartfelt moments, it has some action, it has some comedy, it has some suspense, it has some laughs, it has some sex, it has like all the key ingredients to just a wonderful story. You know, most stories can get by without five of those things that I mentioned, you know, but this story has all of that. So that means it's going to be even better. And, you know, I am not one of the best story podcasts out there for no reason. You know, I got a reputation, and you know what? I want to maintain that reputation. I want to be the best story podcast in the universe. I'm trying to be on another planet with this stuff. I'm not throwing shade at any of the other story podcasts out there. I'm sure you all do just great. I'm sure you guys have been around for a long time. You know, you've been doing your thing for a long time. But I'm in the game now. I've entered the picture. I have entered the chat or the tournament or however you like to say it. You know, so I'm in this thing now. And, so I'm going to keep it going. I've been enjoying this podcast. I think it has definitely grown over time since the beginning, but it's still very early and I have to keep grinding. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep grinding. And I just want to say, I appreciate you to all my listeners. Appreciate all of you. You guys really mean a lot to me. So before we get going with the story, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for clicking on this podcast, and I'm hoping for us all to have a good time with this episode. So, all right. So now this story is called shit. What the fuck? What did I name this story? This story is called Shadows of Suspicion. Yeah. So Shadows of Suspicion, and this is a crazy story. Now this is a not safe for work story. This is definitely, I'm just warning everybody right now. This is a mature only audience. So just keep that in mind. But as long as you're an adult, I don't see any problems. So, let's get this thing going. All right. So the name of this story is called Shadows of Suspicion. Let's go. Sid and Tim had been friends since childhood, inseparable through thick and thin. But life had taken them on different paths, especially when Tim joined the military because he was dared to. Now, after 25 long years, Tim was finally back home, ready to catch up on lost time. It was a cool, crisp evening when Sid and Tim arranged to meet at their favorite local bar, the Tits Tavern. Sid couldn't contain his excitement. He had missed his best friend terribly and regretted daring him to join the army all those years ago for no reason. But as they sat at the bar, sipping on cold beers, Sid couldn't help but notice the woman beside Tim, his wife, Tara. Tara had an undeniable allure, with her radiant smile and graceful demeanor. In other words, she was a total smoke show. Sid found himself stealing glances at her throughout the evening, captivated by her presence. Yet every time their eyes met, he felt a pang of guilt. She was Tim's wife, his best friend's partner, and he was just some loser who had a beer named after him called Some Loser. So he shouldn't be thinking such thoughts. The next morning, Sid decided to clear his mind with a rigorous workout at the gym. As he lifted weights, he spotted Tara across the room. Her figure illuminated by the morning sun streaming through the windows. He couldn't tear his gaze away, drawn to her like a moth to a flame. But then, his heart sank as he witnessed another man approach Tara and plant a kiss on her cheek. Sid's mind raced with questions and doubt swirling in his head. Was Tara being unfaithful to Tim? Should he say something or mind his own business? His dilemma only deepened when he spotted Tara again later that day. This time in the park, engaged in an animated conversation with yet another man in her car. Unable to resist his curiosity, Sid made a decision. He would follow Tara discreetly, gathering evidence to confront her and protect his friend. He went back to his car to retrieve his camera. He spotted Tara sitting topless inside a car, smooshing it up with another man. And that man definitely did not look like Tim. So Sid, with his camera, got down in the grass and army crawled to get a better look through a bush. He could almost get a perfect view of what Tara was doing. But there was a problem. The bush wasn't very tall, and he was still in plain sight. So he decided to army roll over to the much bigger bush that was nearby. Now finally, he was able to get a good look with his camera. He could see Tara putting her hair up in the ponytail and lowering her head in the man's lap. But before Sid could get the picture, a giant python's head poked out of the bush and stared at Sid menacingly. This scared the fuck out of Sid and made him run through the park screaming for help with a giant python on his trail. But nobody was paying attention because they were all busy having sex. An hour later, Sid was able to successfully get away from the snake. He looked around to make sure it wasn't waiting for him around the corner at Walgreens. But it wasn't. Sid was relieved, so he went back to the spot where he was spying on Tara in the park. Throughout the rest of the day, Sid shadowed Tara's every move, his camera discreetly snapping photos as she went about her business. He followed her to the mall and even tailed her inside an apartment store. There, he saw Tara link up with another man who was shopping with her. She was looking at thongs, sexy bras, and lingerie. Sid was hiding behind some mannequins with his camera, snapping some more photos of her and the man she was with. But then, business picked up when he saw her go in one of the fitting rooms with the man she was shopping with. So, Sid sneaked his way into the fitting room stall right next to them. Before he even entered the other fitting room that was beside them, he could already hear moans coming from Tara and the man she was with. OMG, what are those sounds they're making? Wait, they're not having sex, are they? Sid said to himself out loud. Of course they are. That's what every couple that enters a fitting room together does, said the regional corporate store manager from out of nowhere. Sid then got inside the fitting room, hoping to look over the wall to get a picture. But there was a problem. That same python from earlier was already in the fitting room waiting for Sid. Oh shit, Sid yelled as his snake lunged at him, trying to coil around Sid's neck. Meanwhile, Tara was in the next fitting room over, busy getting railed, while Sid was busy fighting for his life against the giant python. Somehow, though, with sheer luck, Sid managed to break away from the snake's clutches and run out of the store and back into his car before the python could catch up to him. From inside his car, he waited for Tara to exit the store so he could follow her to her next destination. Sid then finally saw Tara get in her car alone, so Sid began pursuit. He tried to stay at least 5 car lengths behind so she wouldn't get suspicious and he'd blow his cover. But there was another problem. There was no other cars on the road. But despite that, Tara still never noticed. This led Sid to an upscale fancy Italian restaurant where Tara was meeting with another man. Sid waited a second to enter the restaurant after Tara went in. Once he saw through the window that her and another man already had a table, Sid went inside so he could get a better view with his camera. Sid was able to get a table that wasn't far from Tara's, but there was another problem. For him to have a table at the restaurant means he had to order something, and he didn't have any money. But then he noticed on the menu that it said that people with birthdays get free piece of chocolate cake. So Sid lied and told the waiter it was his birthday. At first, everything was going to plan, and Sid was able to get a few pictures of Tara getting played with under the table from the man she was sitting at the table with. But then suddenly, all the restaurant staff came over and surrounded his table to clap and sing happy birthday to him as they gave him his cake. They even lit a candle on it for him to blow out. Once they finished singing to him, he then blew out the candle. After this, the restaurant staff finally walked away. But there was another problem. Although the birthday cake was free, he still got charged $3 for the birthday candle that they put on it. And Sid didn't have $3. So he hurried up, ate the cake, and ran out of the restaurant before anyone noticed. He then sat in his car again and waited for Tara to leave the restaurant. An hour later, Tara finally left the restaurant and drove to a nearby hotel. After he followed Tara to the hotel, and as he watched Tara disappear inside, Sid's heart sank. He couldn't bear the thought of betraying Tim, but he also couldn't ignore what he had witnessed. With trembling hands, he dialed Tim's number, determined to confront him with the evidence he had gathered. But when Tim answered, Sid's world came crashing down. Tim was already at the hotel waiting for Tara, and as they sat down to talk, Tim revealed the truth. He and Tara were in an open relationship, their bond stronger than ever. Wait, I'm confused. So you know that your wife is having sex with other men throughout the day? Sid asked. Tim answered, yes, she does it for me. I have a thing for that. Okay, I didn't want to tell you because I don't want to be judged by people who don't understand that lifestyle and think it's weird. I can't believe you thought it was a great idea to stalk my wife and take pictures of her all day, Tim said. Sid's face flushed with embarrassment as he realized the gravity of his actions. He had crossed the line, invading Tara's privacy and betraying Tim's trust. He apologized profusely, his words tinged with remorse. Then Tim asked Sid to see all the pictures he had taken. Sid handed Tim his camera. What? All I see are pictures of you and a giant snake around your neck. Do you have anything else? Tim asked. Then Sid looked at his camera and realized that he had accidentally taken so many photos while being attacked by that damn snake that his camera ran out of storage space. And he didn't get any more pictures after that. Sid was even more embarrassed. Then, Tim said, "Hey, look, I understand that you were just looking out after me, and I have to be straight with you. Tara knew you were watching her the whole time." "Really? Are you serious?" Sid replied. Then Tara, who was overhearing their conversation, came out of nowhere and added, "Yes, I knew you were following me the whole time, and I have to admit, I kind of liked it." Then, Tim and Tara both invited Sid to join them in the hotel for a fun night together. Sid said that as long as it was okay with everyone, then he would be happy to join them. In the end, Sid learned a valuable lesson about trust and loyalty. He vowed to never let his insecurities cloud his judgment again. Cherishing the friendship he shared with Tim and respecting the boundaries of others. The next morning, as he watched Tim cuddling with Tara, Sid knew that some shadows were best left in the dark. Then suddenly, the room got a call from the front desk, and Sid answered. Then the receptionist on the phone said, "Excuse me, sorry to bother you, but there's a giant snake down here looking for you." Then Sid told everybody to run for their lives. The end.
All right. So here we got a story, that has, three characters in this story. Well, actually there's four, but one of them was a snake, so not that important. The other three are, Sid, the main character, and then you have his best friend Tim and his wife Tara. So Sid and Tim are lifelong best friends who were separated when Tim went into the military and he was gone, for a very long time, I think like 25 years. But finally he was able, 25 years later, was able to come back to his hometown and revisit with his old friend, Sid, and at a bar. But this time, things were different. They were no longer kids anymore. They were now full-grown adults. And, Tim was married. And Tim was there with his wife, Tara, who Sid secretly thought was really beautiful. And he was very attracted to her. And he couldn't keep his eyes off of her. And, even though he knows that, he knows that's his friend's wife, and he knows that she's off limits, and he respects that, and he knows that. So, he kind of keeps his composure. He just kind of keeps all that to himself. He doesn't, do anything about it. So it sounds like they just have a great night talking, catching up that night. But, the entire time they're talking, I guess he can't stop thinking about his wife, Tara, being as beautiful as she was, to Sid. And in this kind of, this is where the problem of this story kind of began. So, the next day, Sid went to the gym and he was working out, and there he just so happened to see Tara also at the gym. But this time, He notices something is off, and because he witnesses a whole other guy that was not his friend, that was not Tara's husband, some other guy just kind of walk up and give her a kiss on the cheek. And, Sid was like, "What the hell?" He wasn't expecting to see that, he was kind of conflicted because he was like, "Okay, well, so that's my best friend's wife, but she's kissing another guy. Should I say something to Tim, or should I just mind my own business?" But it was a little bit more complicated than that, because I think most friends would absolutely call their best friend to let them know what happened. Like, they would definitely call them right away. I think most friends would, but this is a little bit more complicated because Sid had like kind of like a hidden He was lusting for Tara a little bit. He kind of had a hidden crush on her, and he was curious about her. He was really curious about her, and he was wanting to find out more about her. So his attraction to Tara got the better of his judgment in this situation. And then this really escalates things in this story. Because then later on, you know, at the park, you know, that's when he decides to say, I'm going to follow her around for the rest of the day. I'm going to spy on her. I'm going to take photos. And I don't think most people would do that. I think most people would just right away just call their friend and stuff. And so it really begs the question, like, was he really doing this to help his friend, or was he doing this out of his own like pervy satisfaction, you know, for his, you know, to, you know what I'm saying, to satisfy his, you know, whatever he has for Tara. Like, he, you know what I'm saying? So he was very infatuated. Like, he was really curious about Tara. So it seems like there was a hidden agenda in all this, but he was disguising it as he was trying to help out his friend. And he was just really, so there was a, he was facing a huge dilemma. And there also, he doesn't know if he should just mind his own business. So what did Sid decide to do, though? He decided that he was going to go get his camera and he was going to start spying on Tara's ass. He was going to stalk her all around town, and he was going to take all the photos he needed. So he had all the evidence to, you know, to present to Tim to let him know that his wife is being unfaithful. That was his plan. So, you know, so when he got his camera, you know, he noticed, you know, Tara was in the car smooching it up with another man. He army crawled up to a bush real silently, trying not to blow his cover. And when he got, you know, and then he got up, you know, by the bush, and he tried to peek his head around the bush to take the photo. But this is where the irony kind of hits with Sid. So as he's trying to take, you know, when he was trying to take a picture, this is when a giant snake came out of nowhere to try to eat his ass. Just came out of nowhere, and it scared the shit out of Sid, and Sid booked it. And he was just running through this park with a python hot on his trail. And he was able to get away from, then at that time, he was able to get away from the python. But it did not end there. It did not end there. That python kept reappearing all throughout the rest of the story. It was stalking him. It was stalking Sid. Sid didn't like that. But you know what? What was Sid doing? He was stalking Tara. So he was getting a taste of his own medicine. Now, granted, he wasn't trying to eat Tara alive, or he wasn't trying to, like, strangle her to death, you know, or, you know, crush, you know, coil around her body and suffocate her or anything. But he was up to no good. He was up to trying to, you know, expose Tara. He was up to no good, you know, in that regard. Yeah, he was trying to help his friend, but he was also trying to, he was trying to vilify, or he was out to get Tara, just like that snake was out to get Sid. You know, so I thought that was an interesting dynamic. So he was getting a taste of his own medicine, you know, and then, you know, that snake was even in the department store. When he saw Tara go in the fitting rooms with that dude that she was shopping with, and they were having sex and stuff like that. Now, just so you know, I used to work in an apartment store, and I worked in a few, and I worked them in a long, I worked retail for a long time. And I wish I could tell you how many times, how many couples that we would bust, you know, that would go in there to try to mess around. It happened a lot more times than you would think. And, you know, me, I was able to deter a lot of it because, you know, when you work in customer service, you're actually trained by management. You know, you're actually trained that when you see anything suspicious, whether you're trying to see somebody trying to, you know, that you think that might steal, or, you know, you have to be really, really careful because you don't want to get sued. You don't want to wrongfully accuse anybody of doing anything wrong. So you don't ever come up, you don't ever go up to like a customer and say, hey, what are you trying to steal? Or what are you trying to do here? What you do is you just get really friendly. You just ask them like, hey, can I help you? Do we have your size and what you're looking for? Is there something I can go get for you? Can I look it up to see if we have it in stock, or I can order for you online? You just ask them all like the customer service questions. And the most time, more often than not, for me, every time, it would deter them away from anything that they were trying to do. Because anytime I would see, because, you know, where I worked at, there was a fitting room that was really popular, and it was kind of hidden away in the corner. And it was a really popular place for people to try to sneak off and go in there and mess around and do who knows what. I mean, and people weren't just having sex either. I mean, they were in there, they were writing on the walls, vandalizing. They were probably, you know, they were smoking, drinking. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff that they weren't supposed to be doing. And a lot of them did get busted and stuff like that. But anyways, if anyone who's ever worked retail before, they know all about it. They can tell you so many stories. That this does happen in retail stores. And I always thought that was kind of weird, though, because a lot of those fitting rooms, like the stalls, they don't go all the way to the ground. You know, you can still see their feet. So, you know, sometimes you could still see that there's more than one person in there, unless they're being super sneaky somehow. And I always thought that was really bizarre that people felt comfortable to just do whatever they wanted inside the fitting rooms. But anyways, off topic anyways, but I just want to say is that that is realistic. That is something that happens. But anyways, so now most people would say that no way would that lifestyle ever be for them, you know? And then generally that is, you know, that's usually the general consensus is that ethical non-monogamy or any non-monogamous type stuff is just not for them. And that is completely okay. And I'm not here trying to push this lifestyle on anybody. That lifestyle is not even for me, but it's important to know that love doesn't work the same way for everyone out there, you know. And people are into different things, and people are into what they're into, and it's not like they chose to do that. It's not like Tim woke up one morning and is like, you know what, I really want my wife Tara to start fucking other dudes. No, you know, it's just something that just, you know, that he just kind of grew up with. He just, you know, realized it's just something that, you know, he didn't really choose that. It's just, it turns him on, and it really makes him excited, and it really makes him happy. And it is just very like, that's what he likes. And honestly, why he's into it is nobody's business. Nobody's. And, you know, and you probably think, oh, you're probably thinking, oh, this is rare. Not that very many guys have this sort of fantasy or kink or whatever you want to call it. And you're wrong. And again, you're wrong about that. Go on forums, go on these sites, look up these stories, look up these confessions, especially the ones from men. You will be surprised on how many men share this exact same fantasy. Almost all of them do. Almost every guy on there, they have some sort. Now, and those are just the ones that admit it. Most of the people that talk about this stuff, they're saying it on a burner account. They're saying it on a backup account or something because they don't want the people that they know to know about it. But they're into it. Read, go on there, read and stuff. There's a lot of guys that are hiding this. And they're hiding other things too. I mean, there's a lot of other guys there, you know, everyone's hiding what they're into. Nobody just shows up, you know, shows up to a bar and tells all their friends that they're, you know, what they're into. No, that's just weird. Nobody does that. So of course they're going to keep it to themselves. And most guys, if you press them on it, they're going to deny it. You know, they're only going to tell the people that they really love and that they really trust about these things. You know, so just remember that, you know, just remember that. Don't pry. Don't get in other people's business. Don't spy. Don't stalk. It's just really important. And, you know, you got to think things through because you may not know all the details. You may not know everything. And you might be exposing something that they don't want exposed. They want that lifestyle kept to themselves. They don't want all their friends and family or their coworkers to know about this. They want their private lives to stay their private lives. Now, I know, so, but the thing to this, though, it was his friend. So he was trying to help his friend out. He had good intentions. But what he should have done, all along, is that at the moment he saw Tara getting a kiss from another guy at the gym, he should have sent his friend a text. You know, to let him know right then and there what he saw. He's not asking or he's not saying why or whatever. He's just telling him what he saw. Do what you want with this information. If he was really trying to help his friend, And then that is where, you know, then that could have been Tim's chance to, you know, respond back like, oh, it's okay. It's fine. Or just say okay and then move on, you know. And then that way Sid did his duties. He doesn't have to like feel guilty about not saying anything, and you know, and it all ends there. But my thing is, though, like, you know, they were, you know, they just spent a whole night hanging out together at the bar before. You wonder if this would have came up in conversation, but again, like, that is kind of a private thing, like having, you know, these non-monogamous fantasies, that is kind of a private thing. So I can see that not coming up in a conversation, especially with somebody that you haven't seen in 25 years. And, you know, and not everybody understands that lifestyle. It's very new to them. It's a very, you know, so I get that, you know, but I'm also wondering, like, me, you know, he could have said something about it, but, you know, Sid was too busy checking out his wife the whole time and falling in love with her that he kind of ignored Tim. So maybe he did say it, you know, and maybe Sid was too distracted. But anyways, the moral of this story is, you know, don't go poking around for answers. Don't go around prying and stuff. Don't go getting on the, if when you don't know the whole story, when you don't know everything, sometimes the answer is just to back off. Back off until you find out more. The right way, the healthy way, you know, that's just like the smart thing to do. You know, don't go kicking down someone's door. Don't go around taking photos and stuff like that. That's, you know, that's not cool, because then you turn out to be the villain. You end up being the bad guy. And you know what I'm saying? So, and then you're the one that's embarrassed by all that. And then, you know, of course, you know, and karma on Sid's behalf is his camera wasn't even working half the time because he accidentally snapped so many photos with that snake coiled around his neck, and he ran out of storage space, so he didn't even get a lot of those photos. So that's kind of just like bad karma. But anyways, so that is the moral of the story, is just try to be, you know, don't go poking around and, you know, you know, try to get all the details, try to get all the information you can about somebody before you just jump to conclusions, because you probably don't know everything. Most people have really good, reasonable explanations about stuff. And also just try to be understanding, try to understand that, like, people have their own private lives. They have their own things that they're into. We're not all into the same stuff. And, you know, so that's, you know, that's the whole thing that I want to get out of this story and my rant. So that's all I got for this episode. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Sorry, I was a little bit rusty on this one. So this story kind of took me a while to write, and I'm up late. And pretty tired, but I enjoyed telling that story. Appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to this, as always. Appreciate all my listeners. I hope everybody out there is staying safe. I hope everybody out there is ready for, you know, ready for the warm weather and ready to be outside and go, you know, and have some fun. So, all right. So that's all I got for this episode. Everybody out there, stay safe. Love you all. Until next time. Later.